Mike versus got me on the beat, let me eat it. Hold on, wait a minute, I've been doing this a long time, and I swear it took a long time. For my sign, I've been patiently waiting, and I'm happy I waited, cause I made it. I walk in the building and I swim and get naked, hoping that I'ma take them and bring them back to the stable. No, 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 you must be mistaken. Either you crazy or clearly you wasn't thinking. All of my friends asking me what I've been drinking. The life of a star, overrated. The life of a boss, what I'm living. But you can't tell the difference, and I love it. Who's the life living? I can even believe it. God is so amazing. God is so amazing. Cause he's the reason. You already made it.
You already made it.
You already rich. We already good and we already famous. God is amazing.
Living until the rhythm is through, so I'ma give it to you, you. Yeah. True strife given until you make it to heaven, and I'm just telling the truth. I got a chip in my tooth from going hard in the booth. I'm trying to give it to you, my father sent me to you. What it do, so don't go changing the channel. I got my heart in the panel, I got my God on the mantle. I got my Bible and rifle illuminate like a candle. And I'ma show you the door, but you gotta twist on the handle. Open up the door, open up your mind, and we can show you more. Cause the system is so flawed, how they put us in the morgue. Ignorance is bliss till they put you in the floor. People always asking what the heck we do this for. Cause Jesus is the path and he's leading to the door.
I can even believe it. God is so amazing.
God is so amazing.
Cause he is the reason. We already made it.
We already made it.
We already rich. We already good. And we already famous. God is amazing.
Right. Welcome. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Tuesday, May the 16th. Tuesday, May the 16th of 2017. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sister, we'll continue with really is part two. What we were talking about yesterday, when we were talking about the one true God, we were talking about the underlying universal theme that runs through all of religion, and we're talking about this ideal of the golden mean. We talked about the golden ratio. We talked about the golden rule. So tonight we want to go further down this golden path to talk about the law of reciprocity. So this law of reciprocity is the underlining theme of what we call God or what we call religion. And so if you can wrap your brain around this concept, it adds meat or it adds a deeper meaning to the understanding of the deity or the pleroma or the fullness. So we're talking about the fullness of the Godhead. This fullness of the Godhead is what we call the pleroma. And so that word pleroma, again, breaks down to what we call the golden rule, the golden ratio, the golden means. This is the law of three. So the law of three is a way or another way of looking at the law of reciprocity. And so the law of reciprocity gives us the understanding of this foundation. So this is the foundation that we should have when it comes to how we should live our life. So we live our life based upon a foundation or a set of rules. Now, this rules, again, is a neuroscientific fact. In other words, when we look at quantum physics, when we look at, again, how we connect your brain to an EEG or an EKG machine, we see that there are certain attributes and characteristics that are set in motion whenever the first cause or the law of reciprocity is activated. And so there is this first cause or this law of reciprocity that is activated. And when you activate the law of reciprocity, it allows you to experience five elements. So we want to talk about the five elements of the law of reciprocity, or the five characteristics, or the law of God, or how God expresses, exposes, and expands himself. So God is revealed, explained, illuminated, and simplified, if you will, through this law, or these laws. And so when we talk about this law of reciprocity, it's very interesting because now we are seeing the fruit, we're seeing the manifestation, we're seeing the essence, we're seeing the frequency, we're seeing the wave, we're seeing the vibration of God. And so this governs every aspect of life. The Bible says in the book of Galatians chapter 6, verse 7, Galatians chapter 6, verse 7 says, do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. So everything that we talk about and everything that we do is the result of do unto others as you would like them to do unto you. That's God. God is just a mirror, if you will. God is a sounding board, if you will. God is a reflection of the vibration that you send out. So when we talk about the law of reciprocity, we're talking about the understanding of how when someone or what someone does, it is manifested back to them. And so it is this understanding of the spiritual law of reciprocity, which says, give, or whatever you give is what you receive. So the law of reciprocity is the law of a circular motion. So reciprocity, again, is a reflection of what you would like to see in yourself is what you see in others. So this law is a very powerful law, because it is a universal law. It does not only work for skinny people or fat people or black people or red people or blue people. This law is a universal spiritual law. That means that it is a universal maxim. It is a system by which everything that we do operates on. So this is a universal system, and it works universally and affects all people. Regardless of your belief, this law works. So whether you believe in God or if you don't believe in God, whatever you do is done back to you. That is the power of the law of reciprocity. Now, this power is that life is an echo. What you send out comes back. The law of reciprocity states that law gives you back what you give it. The law of reciprocity is based upon the understanding that whatever you help, however you don't help, is how people help or don't help you. It is so simple. It is so pure. It is so prevalent that this law is so powerful that no other law can even stand close to this law. This law is so otherworldly that it blows the mind, because all of the universe is just a reflection of you. So it's interesting, as I sit and I talk to people and I read and I write and I live my life and my intention, and while everybody is waiting for something bad to happen to me because people say that I'm a bad guy, my life is great because my intention is great. So I have a good intention, so I have a good life. So I have toe-curling intention, so I have a toe-curling life. I have a intense intention, so I have an intense life. So life is a mirror. If you could wrap your brain around this, then when my next book that I'm working on now and my next round, my next level of thought, my next level of thinking is going to be entitled Tap Your Way into Success. Tap. The ability to tap, T-A-P. Time, attention to purpose. is the keys or the key. So the five elements of reciprocity allows you to understand time and attention to purpose. Without this, there is no focus, there is no discipline, there is no order, there is no love, there is no joy, there is no peace. This is the golden rule, which is the law of three. Life is an echo, whatever you send out. So if you yell, life yells at you. If you scream, life screams at you. If you're nervous, life is nervous towards you. If you're happy, life is happy towards you. If you're sad, life is sad. Life is an echo. It's an echo chamber. So look at your life, brother. Look at your life, sister. That is the law of reciprocity, and it unveils itself in five elements. These five elements are profound. These five elements are cookie blowers. These five elements are, how can I put this delicately, my brother? According to Confucius, Confucius said it this way. There is one word which will serve as a rule for life and practice for all one's life. There is one word that is the foundation, that is the God, that is the only word that you need to know. There is one word that transcends time, that transcends space, that transcends matter. One word. That is reciprocity. Because of a lack of understanding of that one word, this is the only word that is the basis of all psychological and social relationships. If you could cooperate with the understanding of this word, everything in your life would change. But see, the law of reciprocity is beyond the pale or the scope of the average brain. Because when you think about the law of reciprocity, it requires you to think about the way that you think. That's reciprocity. See, reciprocity is more an intention. Reciprocity is the understanding of the intention for intention. So reciprocity is a relationship of a mutual exchange. So reciprocity states that the law of equivalent exchange that I talked about before and the law of vibrational matching that I talked about before is the foundation. Those two laws, the law of vibrational, you are a vibrational match for wealth. You are a vibrational match for health. You are a vibrational match for wisdom. You are a vibrational match for a relationship. So if you get in a relationship with somebody that you're not a vibrational match, you will die, or the relationship will die. I don't give a flying banana how much you love the person or the person doesn't love you. It's irrelevant. Love is a mute issue. It's a non-issue. Like Tina Turner says, what does love have to do with it? What does love have to do with it? Love has nothing to do with it. It's reciprocity. If you're not a vibrational match for your mate, the universe will separate you. You can fight all you want. The relationship is dead. I don't care if I give you $1 million a day. The universe will take it from you. The universe will not allow you to exchange anything that is not a win-win or lose-lose or hate-hate or fight-fight or fear-fear. Whatever you give out, you get back. Look at your life, brother. Look at your life, sister. That's your reciprocity. It's staring you in the face right now. It's looking at you. Reciprocity is slapping you upside your head as we speak. So you running around blaming the white man, the blue man. You're blaming your wife. You're blaming the dog, the cat, the neighbor, your kids, Donald Trump. It's you, homie. It's you, sister. It's you. The dealings, the correspondence, the way by which you deal is the way by which you are dealt. If you don't like the way you've been dealt, change the way that you deal. Reciprocity is reciprocal. Reciprocity is a cookie blower. Reciprocity is God. God is you. The mutual exchange, the way you relate is how you are related. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. The way that you relate is how you relate, is how you're related. It's funny. It's sad, actually. I see people running around, and then they wonder why everything in their life is running around. I see people who are scared, and they're wondering why everything in their life is scarce. I see people who are unorganized, and they wonder why everything in their life is unorganized. I see people who are freaking, overwhelmed, and I see everything in their life and overwhelmed. When I learned the law of reciprocity, it changed. I write the script. So therefore, since I write the script, the universe allows me to write the script. So I speak with authority, and so the universe speaks with authority to me. So I expect authenticity. I used to expect perfection. So the universe said, Negro, you expect perfection, so your black ass better be perfect. When I realized that I wasn't perfect and I got tired of people trying to hold me to the standard I could not keep, I stopped expecting other people to be perfect, and I started expecting people to be authentic. Because whatever I was sending out, I was sending and expecting perfection. So people were looking at me, and they was calling me on all my bullshit because I wasn't perfect. You know, you want me to be perfect? Well, you better be perfect. If you're living in a glass house, you might not want to throw stones. It took me a while. It took me about 50 years to figure it out, but I figured it out. And I figured out something, brothers and sisters, that I am very nervous about sharing with you today, because the practice of exchanging things with others with mutual benefit, do unto others as you would have them to do unto you. My whole life is based upon this premise, but I didn't understand it. So I want to give more in use value than I receive in monetary value. So guess what happens to me? People always give me more than what I buy. Everywhere I go, I always get more than what I buy, because I always give more than what I buy. I always overextend. I always err on the side of caution. So people always err on the side of caution with me. I treat people with respect, so people always treat me with respect. So that's why every time somebody, I bump into somebody and who are trying to disrespect me, it's like a joke. And it's funny because I see right through it. Like is this, like, am I being punked? Like, where's Ashton Kutcher at? It's like, this is, you're not coming at me like this, are you, homie? It's a joke. Because I practice mutual respect. So I don't get into confrontation. It's crazy. My son, I had to break this down for him, because everywhere now he doesn't get into conflicts anymore. Since high school, man, every time he went to a club, he got into a fight. Every time he went to the grocery store, he got into an argument. Everywhere he went, he had issues. Because he was an issue. It is the practice. You, whatever you send out, you get back. Reciprocity is the only commodity that is needed for success. Now, why does, first of all, what is the theory of reciprocity when we're looking at it from a life perspective, because we want to engage and we want to optimize our life? What is the theory? What is the theorem of reciprocity? See, the theory or the theorem of reciprocity is found in five elements. Element number one of reciprocity is Reciprocity is we harvest according to the kind of seed that we plant. Father, touch the minds of your people. Kind seeds, kind plants. The offspring of a thing grows up to be like the thing. Now, I've been saying this for 20 years. It is a cookie blower to me because people plant hate, but they want to get a crop of love. I do not overstand. If you are the offspring of a gorilla, gorillas don't grow up to be giraffes. The offspring of a thing grows up to be like the thing. Element number one of the law of reciprocity. Element number two, we shall break these down. Just write them down for now. Element number two of the law of reciprocity. We reap more than what we sow. You don't reap what you sow, brother. You don't reap what you sow, sister. You reap way more than what you sow. That is the law of reciprocity. That is God. If you want to meet God, I'm telling you today, I'm not asking, I'm not suggesting. This is not a freaking debate. This is God, period. No, there's nothing else on the planet that is more prevalent than one word, reciprocity. The definition of that word escapes the human mind. The mind cannot wrap the brain. The mind cannot wrap around this ideal of mutual exchange. It is the law of mutual exchange. It is the equivalence of exchange. I learned this from my son when he was 12, watching Full Metal Alchemy, a freaking anime cartoon. That's when I found God, when I understood the attributes of the golden rule. Give and it shall be given. Mutual exchange. Never offer up anything to somebody that has not cost you anything. It is reciprocal. Now, that word reciprocal is interesting. It means given or felt. It is a mutual feeling. Let me say that again. It is a mutual feeling. Let me say it again. It is equivalent. It is the law of equivalent exchange. Equivalent. This is God. God is equivalent. God is the multi-equivalent, multiverse. Now, you should be asking yourself, Brother Will, that sounds great, homie, but I'm still not registering. Well, I want you to look around right now. Look at your house, your car. Look at your job. Look at your mate. Look at your shearings. Look at all your shearings. That they are the equivalent. The word equivalent means equal in value. It means equal in force. It means equal in significance. It means equal in effort. It means equal in measure. It means equal in position. It means equal in function. It means equal in extent. It means equal in place. It means equal in capacity. It means equal in chemistry. It means equal in electricity. It means equal. It means equal valent. It means a equal value. So God is the equal value of you. It means an equal interchange of significance. The word equivalent is the word, again, reciprocal, where we get the word reciprocate. So God just is a mirror. And he mirrors you back to you because you're God. You don't understand. If you only knew. If you only knew. If you only knew. If you only knew, no words would come out your mouth that was derogatory if you only knew. If you only knew, you would never disrespect another human being ever in life if you only knew. Because if you disrespect me, you're disrespecting yourself if you only knew. If you only knew. If you only knew. If you cheat on your wife, you're cheating on yourself. If you're lying to your wife or your girlfriend or your boyfriend or your neighbor, you're lying to yourself. Every person you see is yourself if you only knew. If you only knew that you're just a manipulation of the one, if you only knew. If you only knew that there's only one element on the periodic table, there's 118 imposters, if you only knew. If you only knew that there was only one God, every other God is a manipulation. Every other God is a freaking liar. Every other God is a low-down, dirty cheat, if you only knew. If you only knew that if you want to see God, go look in the mirror, if you only knew. If you only knew that you are the equivalent. The offspring of a thing grows up to be like the thing, if you only knew. If you only knew this, if you only knew. If you only knew, if you only knew that the word reciprocal, if the word reciprocate and the word equal or relevant if he only knew that this word, my brothers and sisters, that is the one word, that the only word you need to remember in your life is equal value, which again is another way of saying equivalent, which is another way of saying reciprocal, which is another way of saying golden rule, which is another way of saying do unto others as you would have them do unto you, which is another way of saying, if you go down to dictionary.com, any good dictionary, there goes the definition of the word. If you only knew. It means one word, equal. It means be well, be worth. It means, my brother, I don't know how to say it to you except in English. That is the only language I speak. I wish I could speak other languages. You know, maybe I could break it, I could get across a little easier. It means equal in value, meaning, and force. Equal. E-Q-U-A-L. Correct pronunciation is equal. The word equal, it means like. It means the same as, the same quantity, the same degree, the same value, the same rank, the same ability. It means equally proportioned or balanced. Now, I'm not the sharpest tool in the shed, brother, nor am I the brightest bulb in the pack. But this is God, whom ye say you serve. Now, this word, it means uniform, it means identical, it means level. It means of an unknown parallel formation, equal. It means like, liken, match, equaling. So the word equal is the foundation of everything. So this word, the law of reciprocity, can be broken down to one word that means equal. Now the Bible says, "Do you know ye not that ye are gods?" The Bible says, "The things that I have done, you shall do, and even greater things, because I've went to go with be with the Father." But since nobody has done these things, nobody know that we can do these things. Now I was watching this movie last night, or this miniseries called American Gods, and the dude was telling the guy who's just a regular Joe. I just only watched the first episode or two, and basically I already know what the series is about, is what I'm telling you today. This is God. Why are you looking for God? Go in the mirror. Anytime you want to see God, you want to talk to God, you want to pray to God, you want to worship God. So in this series, American Gods, on the Sci-Fi channel, I don't know if you should watch it. It's a cookie blower. Me and my wife was watching it. My wife actually told me about it, which was a little surprising. I was shocked that my wife was able to grasp the depth of it, and she blew my cookies. She said, "Babe, you might want to watch this." I watched it, and I think you would like it. So we sit down last night, and we watched American Gods. It's a regular dude who's God, but he don't know it. And the devil knows he's God. And so the devil and then some other dude who's technology. And so the TV talks to him. Now, everything that you see is a reflection of you. And so in this series, The American God, that everywhere the dude goes, other things, TVs, rocks. Now, I haven't watched the series, but I already know what's going to happen. Everything sees his worth and his value, but he don't. He has no self-worth. Now, let me break down the definition of the word so that way you can understand who you are. Because, see, you know, we don't know. See, none of us know. See, I don't even know. When I found out about this 20 years ago, I said, that's not possible. I rejected it. So, if 20 years ago, I found this and I said, that's not possible. The whole world is not possible that the whole world could be deceived. Then I read the book of Revelation. It says, Satan, Lucifer, that old dragon, who has deceived the whole world. The Bible says there is none righteous, no, not one. Like, okay, since I am in the world, and the Bible says, I mean, God says there ain't nobody in the right standing. Nobody's in a right mind. Since I'm on this planet, I'm not the exception to the rule either. Now, that means I ain't in my right mind. Now, we've only talked about three of the five elements. Two. The third element is it takes time to reap what you have sown. That's the universal law. There are seasons. I talked about that yesterday. See, nobody told me that. See, every September, October, and November, when I crash and burn, I've been beating myself up. I've been trying to figure out why me, God. I've been crying. I've been doing all of this stuff. And then I would go out and I couldn't figure out how come I wasn't on the mountaintop in September. I didn't read the book. I didn't read the manual that says the law, according to the law. This is not up for debate. See, a farmer knows this. See, farmers know if I plant a seed, that sucker don't produce no fruit tomorrow. But Christians, we don't know that. Our believers, our people. Number four, the quality of the harvest depends upon the quality of the soil. See, I didn't know. I didn't know that the soil is the brain. The seed is the thought. So I didn't know that the quality of my brain determines the quality of my fruit. Because if I got a great idea and I put it in a whack brain, I'm going to have whack fruit. So I don't care, bro. I can give you a $1 million idea right now. And if your brain is jacked, your tree, your fruit is going to be jacked. You might want to improve and work on the soil. Because the seed is good. But the soil, oh, the soil, we got a problem with the soil, homie. We got to work on. That's why we're part of the, you know, oh, man. I don't even, this is crazy. So y'all know my little guru, right? So I had a conference call with my little guru, that little dude that's 22, just turned 23 years old. And all he does in all his videos is he just repeats verbatim. Now, he's gotten a little better. So I talked to him this morning, and he said, man, I wasn't trying to do this out of disrespect, but I didn't know nothing. Well, I started parroting your stuff. I was 20. And he just wrote down what I said and did it. Now, this dude is in Greece right now and, you know, invited me over to, he's getting ready to do $1,500 per person. So I'm thinking about flying over to Greece, take the family to Greece and do a spiritual advancement, not retreat. I ain't trying to retreat. So y'all taking vacations and going on recreations and going on spiritual retreats. Not homie. I don't retreat. But I do a spiritual advancement. The dude is 23 years old. He has not. Only thing he brought for me was a Dear Canary report. 23. Light years ahead of pretty much everybody I know. What's the difference between him and everybody else? He watched my videos and he applies what I say in my videos. 23. Started when he was 20. 20 years old. He getting $1,500 a head. What is he doing? He just parroting. He just repeats exactly what I say. He gets 100 times more people to his videos than I do. 100 times. If I get 100 listeners, look and go to his video. I'll send anybody his YouTube page. Go to his YouTube page. I'll send you all of his information if anybody's interested. This dude started when he was 20. He's 23. Now, he makes 100 times more money than I do. And he's 23. What's the difference, brothers and sisters? He's from Greece. He ain't got the religious hang-ups that I got. He ain't got the limiting and the core imprints to get over. He ain't got the demons and devils. He ain't carrying luggage. He ain't freaking trying to save the world. He does his videos with long hair. He ain't got no shirt on. He don't give a fly about what nobody thinks. He ain't hung up by religion. Y'all better stop playing. 23 years old, flying around the country. This dude is in a different, he goes from freaking Greece, Paris, Europe, France, Italy, Japan. 23. And I got clients that I've been working with for 5 years. No disrespect to nobody, because I've been doing this shit for 50. And I got a dude that's done it for 3 years. The law of equivalent exchange, brother. The law of equivalent exchange. You don't go freaking looking for God. God put himself in you. You are God. Now, I know this contrary to your theology because you can't understand, but talk to my little 23-year-old guru. Hell, I need to start taking classes from him. The dude kept apologizing and kept thanking me for all I've done for him while he's sitting in this big old freaking 5,000-square-foot house on the freaking seashore in Greece. He's 23. Damn. 23 years old. Why? He understands what I'm telling you. What am I trying to tell you, brother? What am I trying to tell you? I don't know if you're ready for this. I don't know. He ready. He always said, go to his YouTube page. Look at his videos. Everybody watches videos. They say, he talks about me in all of his videos. He said, man, I don't know how he got more. His average view on his website, on his YouTube, is like 20,000 views. You got 10. I don't know if y'all understand. Now, it does help that he's Caucasian. That helps. And he's a good-looking, you know, young kid. So he got the young crowd. But that ain't no excuse, though. How in the world is somebody who's never taken a class, never taken a course, he ain't part of the Clarinomics program, he ain't paid me no $5,000. Hell, I've barely just gotten to get his Dear report. 23 years old. Dude make 100 times more money than I do. It's going on. This lack of self-worth bullshit, y'all got to get rid of quick. You, the dude out, man, the dude y'all used to know, I buried another dude today. After talking to this young kid this morning, I just buried another dude. I just buried another Willie. I'm a lot more angrier now. Man, don't. I'm trying to tell you, brothers and sisters, as politely as possible. I'm not trying to disrespect anybody, but I am pissed off. Because if you understand what I'm getting ready to say, reciprocity is a valuable commodity because it recognizes that it must be deployed with credibility. Because credibility is a huge, it's the only reason that the universe only responds to a credible source. The universe knows you don't believe in yourself, Willie. Universe ain't going to give you $100,000 when your ass don't believe you worth it. Reciprocity doesn't work when you psychologically jacked. Your soil is messed up, man. Willie, your brain is fucked up. And you need to get together. Now, I said that on purpose. That wasn't a slip of the speech. Because why? I feel like, oh, you know, I'm a Cretan. Cretans don't cuss and they don't do stuff. That's why I'm not successful. Because I'm worried about offending you. So if I say fucked up and you get offended, that's your problem, not mine. I'm not living in that box no more. Why? Because that's limiting my success. And I don't apologize anymore because I understand the law of reciprocity. Since I'm timid, the universe is timid. Since I'm scared of offending people, the universe is scared of offending me. Since I ain't arrogant and cocky in my right mind, what does that mean? That means that in your space, you are the master. Nobody knows more than you do, unless you don't know nothing. Then the universe don't know nothing. You get back what you send out. Now, let me calm down so we can teach a little something. See, the universe, the law of reciprocity grows gradually. No seed time, no harvest time. That's the law of reciprocity. That's God. God is about the ability for you to change in a season, just like the seed of a farmer. That's why the Bible always refers to the kingdom of God as the seed and a sower. Because, see, the law of reciprocity is interesting because that God is telling you, okay, that's why he put it in the parables. Seed time and harvest time. That's why God says in Galatians, I started off with Galatians 6:7, which says, do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he shall also reap. But I've heard a lot of Christians myself preach that, quote that, but we don't understand what it means. How come we don't understand what it means, brother? Because, see, the law of reciprocity is an echo chamber. That's it. That's all it is. So it echoes back. So I want you to be honest with yourself, not me. What is your fears? Now be honest with yourself. Are you afraid that, you know, the world is not what it is? Are you afraid? Are you a stranger to this vibe that I'm sending out that's a little unpredictable, uncontrolling? Because, you know, if I'm cursing, it makes you nervous. If I'm yelling, it makes you nervous. If I say something that you're going through, you take it personal, that you get offended. Sometimes you must forget what you feel, and you must remember what you are designed. Father, touch the minds of your people. Sometimes, in fact, all the time, you must forget what you feel, and you must remember how you are designed. Father, touch the minds of your people. Sometimes you must forget how you feel. So if I'm saying something right now that's making you feel uncomfortable, bump that, man. I don't care about your feelings. I'm only concerned about how are you designed. Stop living in your feelings, because the universe doesn't care. God wants you to be who he designed you to be, not what somebody can make you feel to be. So if I can come into your life, brother, and I can make you feel bad, I own you. You my B-I-T-C-H. All I got to do is just say something to piss you off, and now your whole world is shattered. And the universe sends you that, not your design. But if you can only understand that you're equal to your design. Sometimes you got to forget how you feel, but you got to remember what's real. You got to remember your design. You are designed by the universe. God, you are fearfully and wonderfully made. Your life is like a boomerang. If you give good energy out, it goes out and it comes back to you. That's why I only create win-win situations. Every product, every service, every information that I do, it gives more value than I receive in money. So I'm going to charge you $5,000 for the Clarinomics program, but I'm going to give you $10,000 worth of Clarinomics. That's why I send out stuff. That's why I got 2,000 shows on YouTube. That's why I'm doing today's show for free. I should be charging, but I understand the law of reciprocity. I'm giving more in value. So guess what I'm going to receive back, brother? I understand it. I was born at night, but it wasn't last night. Ain't no such thing as luck. Dude, you were right where you are because that's what you sent out to the universe. Now, maybe you don't remember how you're sending the shiznits out. Maybe we should break down how does the universe... See, the universe doesn't respond to what you are thinking and what you are saying. The universe responds to what you are designing, your pattern. Patterns of power. See, the law of reciprocity is a boomerang effect. It is based upon the principle of influence. See, there has been all type of psychological studies done about the law of reciprocity. Scientists and psychologists, there was a particular study done on the behavior of members of an organization called the Hare Krishnas. They used to go out and hand out flowers at airports, and dudes would be wrapped up in sheets, and they would go out. And they did this study about, from a psychological perspective. It was interesting that scientists found that people felt obligated to give to these dudes that was dressed in sheets. And they were just passing out free stuff, as, you know, flowers or whatever. But scientists found that people feel obligated. They watched and they researched this, and they said everybody who walked past these dudes wrapped up in sheets, giving out, you know, free little tracts and stuff or flowers, that everybody, almost everybody, walked in, they put it in their pocket, and they pulled out a $1 bill, and they gave it to them. And then the dudes, now remember, they watched them. And then the scientists set up a study, and they put volunteers, acted like they was part of this Harry Christmas. Now, this was done at the Chicago O'Hare Airport. They sat there, and they observed everybody's behavior. And what they found out was mind-blowing. This is called the law of reciprocity. So this study highlighted the fact that people feel obligated because they got something for free. So they felt obligated to return that favor. Even if they didn't return it to that person, they returned it to somebody else. So if you look at my sales funnel, at the top of my sales funnel, I have free stuff. Because I understand the law of reciprocity. It's called priming the pump. That's why I always have money. Now, sometimes the money comes fast, sometimes it comes slow because of I didn't understand the elements of the law of reciprocity, which I'm explaining to you today. So I just mentioned these five elements of the principle of influence and the principle of reciprocity. So let me break down these five elements in vivid detail for you so you can understand that the reverse of the positive aspects, the dark side of reciprocity works too. Everything has a dark side. So the principle of reciprocity is that reciprocity is only fair if you are fair. See, if I give back to my community, the community gives back to me. But if I don't give back to my community don't give back to me. That's the dark side of reciprocity. So if I don't feel deeply for someone, someone is not going to feel deeply for me. If I don't say kind words to people, people won't say kind words to me. If I'm not a good listener, people won't listen to me. If I don't understand, if I don't listen to understand, but I just listen to reply, people are not going to listen to me to understand. They're just going to listen to me, and then they're going to email me after the show and say, hey, Doc, that show you said, man, kind of pissed me off, dog. So now I figured it out, like, oh, I'm getting back. I'm doing that to other people. So now when something bad happens to me, I'm like, uh-oh, what did I do? See, everybody else, something bad happens to me. Bad happens to them. They say, oh, God, the devil is after me. No, homie, ain't no devil. Ain't no demons. It's you. You the devil. You the demon. You either God or the devil. You. So every time something happens to me in my life now I understand the game. I know that I sent that out. And it just came back. It's a boomerang. Now, you notice when you send out a boomerang, it takes it a little while, depending on the force that you send it out, for the boomerang to work its way back and bust you upside the head. So sometimes you forget that you sent the boomerang out. So sometimes I disrespect somebody, and then it goes out, and then the boomerang comes back, and then I'm disrespected. I say, why that person disrespected me? You know, they think, oh, that's right. I remember. I disrespected somebody. So let's go through these five elements really, really quickly so that way you can understand the meat of the law of reciprocity. Now, remember, the law of reciprocity at the base, let's reverse engineer the word before we break down the five elements. Please write this down. The base of the word reciprocity at the base means one word, E-Q-U-A-L. That's the base. And then now, remember, at the base, the foundation is the smallest, but it's the most powerful. Now, remember, it makes a V going up. It's a funnel. So I would like for you to take out a sheet of paper if you're at home. I would like you to make a V down or a funnel. Now, remember, at the top of the funnel is very wide, and then the funnel gets narrow as it goes down to the bottom. And then at the bottom of the funnel is a very, very small, narrow opening. That's the base. At the base of the funnel, write the word equal. So you just put a V, and at the point, at the bottom of that V, put the word equal. That's the base. So the word equal, again, it means identical. Somebody please, Father, touch the minds of your people. It means identical privileges. Please write that down. Identical. This is important. At the base, the brother, at the base, sister, identical privileges. Somebody please write that down. Identical privileges. It means identical rights. Somebody write that down, please. Identical rights. It means identical status. Somebody write that down, please. It means identical status. Identical. It means identical size, identical quality, and identical. Please write this one down. This is the most important one. Under the word equal, identical intensity. Booyah. That's God. See, brother and sister, until you can speak, now everybody's personality is different. But if what you are doing doesn't, you don't have intensity like this where you're stumbling on your words and you don't know what you're talking so fast because thoughts are being downloaded, the hair on the back of your neck is stand up, you feel like running, you feel like Forrest Gump. If what you are doing, you don't feel like Forrest Gump, homie, you're not living and having an optimized experience. You have not got in contact with the God class. You're not of the God kind. Why? You're not equal to God. Notice Jesus Christ said, let this mind be in you. That was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God. Come on, somebody. This is not a game. He did not consider it robbery to be equal with God. Now, you consider it robbery. Go to church on Sunday and stand up and say, praise God, I am equal to God. Watch as they ushers, please escort that fool. Now, matter of fact, they're going to take you to the altar and try to get rid of them aliases because you're being somebody else that we talked about yesterday. That's why they do the all. Y'all, what? You didn't listen to the show yesterday? Man, may God have mercy on your soul, homie. You had a big deficit. You still walking around in your alias. That demon's still running the show. So the law of reciprocity doesn't, you can't be equal. Because that disposition doesn't allow you to be equal. You don't have the imaging faculty to be able to image the right images in your brain. Not your fault, though. It'll all work out in the end. See, it means match. Say, okay, Brother Will, that's awesome, homie. You beat that up to death. Okay, now go up at the next level, the next word up from the word equal on your sales funnel. The next word I want you to write is this word, EQUIBALENT. Please write that word down. Equivalent. Equivalent. Now, equivalent is equal value. That means equal in value. Please write that down. Please, 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 please. Very important. It means equal in value. It means equal in worth. I'm trying to help somebody. It means equal in effect. It means equal in force. God of forces. Y'all looking for force? This is where you get it. It means equal in significance. Y'all want to be significant? Procreator, you're looking for significance? You're already significant. You're fearfully and wonderfully made. You just don't know who you are. I'm trying to show you who you are. It means equal in position. Somebody write that down, please. Equal in position. Equivalent. Equal in position. Now, there's a whole bunch of other words. Capacity. Oh, man, we'd be here forever if we really broke this down. I wish, okay, the word EQUI, it means equal, right? On a molecular level, it means equal molecular. Again, go to dictionary.com, type in EQUI. It means sales, equal molecule. Woo! Now, I could preach that for about 2-3 hours. Your molecules are equal to his. I'm trying not to get excited, Brother Jasper. I'm trying not to preach. Equal molecules. Your molecular structure is the same as God's. The only difference is you got carbon that's in yours. Take out that flesh, homie. Same molecular structure. Equal molecular structure. EQUI. And then the word has the word valen, V-A-L-E-N. That word, again, means having a valance, V-A-L-V-A-L-E-N-C-E. That means having equal antibodies. Somebody look it up, please, 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 please. Dictionary.com, check it out for yourself. Pimp the game. Pimp the game. So I got the same molecular structure, and I got the same antibodies. I don't know if you understand what that means. Y'all know, y'all, you know the antibodies, the white blood cells in the body, y'all know what they do? Anybody? Yeah. They fight disease. They fight cray-cray. That word, V-A-L-E-N-T, comes from the original word. It means valency, V-A-L-E-N-C-Y. Where they get the word valence, it's a chemistry word. It's a chemical word. It's a word that has to do with basically the property of atoms and groups. It means the equal number of atoms of hydrogen. Brother Jasper, I'm trying, bro, but it's not looking good, homie. I think I'm about to start preaching. It means the equal number of antigens binding sites to an antibody on a molecular structure. It's an antigens. What do you got on the surface of your blood cells, homie? What do you got on the surface of your blood cells? You got antigens on the surface of your blood. I'm trying not to preach, but it's not looking good, y'all. I'm not sorry. I'm sorry. I'm a preacher. I'm a teacher. I like to turn over chairs and shout too every once in a while when the message is good. This one is damn good. So you mean to tell me this word equal value, it means equal molecules of God. It means that equal hydrogen atom group for the displacement to kill disease. So when the devil shows up, you got the antigens already. You don't go, nobody got to lay hands on you to get them. You were born with them, homeboy. And you say, Doc, I don't know, homie. I don't know about all that, man. Okay. God bless you, brother. So V-A-L-E-N-C-Y, first of all, the word E-Q-U-I is a molecular, it's a chemistry word for means molecule, the molecular structure. The V-A-L-E-N-T is also a chemistry word that means vacancies, or V-A-L-E-N-C-Y. And V-A-L-E-N-C-Y, it has to do with a property of atoms or groups equal to the number of atoms of a hydrogen that the atom or the group could combine with or displace in forming compounds. Now, that means that you have the same atomic, or what is called the atom, A-T-U-M. It's the number of antigens or antigen binding sites on the molecular structure of your body. Now, I could continue to preach, but, you know, hey, we can't spend all the time on one word like I would like to do. I love breakdown words. I like to spend at least 2 or 3 hours on one word, at least write about 200 or 300 pages, at least 200 or 300 pages to do it justice. You know what I'm saying? I'm a didactic teacher, homie. That's why I like debate. I love debates, but you know, God told me I can't do it no more because I get a little too egotistical, get a little too much air in my chest. Because I like people who try to come at me, and I know they ain't spend 3, 4, 5 days studying one word. I know they went to dictionary.com and looked at the first definition, and then they come at me with that weak bullshitness. I love blasting holes in people's theories, but God says, "Homie, you're getting a little too excited. Calm your ass down." So I'm not allowed to do that anymore. So this word means equal in worth. It has a word means V-A-L-I-A-N-T. Now this word, where again, the second word, first word is equal, second word equivalent. Now right underneath the word equivalent, after you put equal in value, equal in effect, equal in force, equal in worth, significant position, please write this word down too. Right to the side of the word, valiant, write the word valiant right next to the word equal valiant. Write down the word V-A-L-I-A-N-T. And under that word, it means bold, brave. It means stout-hearted. Please write that down. Please write that down. Please write that down. This is the second step. This is the second level. We still got the five elements. But I need you to understand who you are. Because, see, you walk around thinking you're a pole creator. I need you to understand whose you are. I need you to understand that the offspring of a thing grows up to be like the thing. It means marked for bravery, valor, and heroic worth and excellence. That's you. So while you all walk around talking about, well, Brother Will, you know, I lost my job, brother. You know, I don't know what I'm going to do. I know what you're going to do. You're going to speak to that mountain, homie. You're going to call those things that are not as though they were. You're going to get your ass up, and you're going to create something that of the value. And people are going to beat a door down to your doorstep and say, please take my money. Take my money, Doc. Take it. That's what you're going to do, brother. Because you are made in the image and likeness of God. I'm sorry. No, I'm not sorry. Let me stop lying. I ain't sorry. V-A-L-I-A-N-T. That word means boldly courageous. Boldly courageous. It means brave. It means stout-hearted. S-T-O-U-T. Hearted. Woo-wee. I wish I could break that down. Woo. It means worthy and excellent. If I had about five more hours, man, I would blow y'all cookies. That means that you are marked for bravery. Anybody listen to the sound of my voice? If you listen to me right now, you're marked. You're marked for bravery. God put his mark on you to be worthy. He put his mark on you to be strong. He put his mark on you to be well. He put his mark on you to be worth. He put his mark on you to have power. He put his mark on you to be able. And I'm reading this from dictionary.com, where it says word history of the word B-A-L-I-N-T, valid. That's you, homie. That's you. He put his mark on you to be a ruler. He put his mark on you to rule over. And he put his mark on you to have power, dunamis power. He put his mark on you to have this word, dominion. I wish I had the time to break that word down. You do not understand. See, the word dominion means the power or the right to govern and to control. It's a sovereign power that's designed and only given to the heirs. It's in your seed. It's in your freaking DNA. It's in your molecules. It's on the surface of your blood cell, brother. And you walk around thinking you're a pole creator. They lied to me, too. 50-plus years, they had me believing this bullshitness. Not no more, homie. I done the research. I came in contact with the true God. The true God, homie, you need to be like me. You need to reciprocate me back to me. You can't be me if you ain't sending out me. You can't get me if you don't send me. I don't know if you understand what I just said. The universe sends back to you what you send out. If you send out the devil comes back. But if you send out God, God comes back. Stop playing. This is not a game. This is real life, brothers and sisters. This is real life. Now, the next word above the word equivalent is this word. Please write this down. This word is R-E-C-I-P-R-O-C-A-L. We got one more word after this one. Almost done. This word, again, is reciprocal. It means mutual performance. It means mutual giving. So that means, just write the word mutual underneath this word. M-U-T-U-A-L, mutual. So it means mutual, and then write the word performance. Mutual performance. So you're supposed to perform the same way God does. So whatever, like Jesus said, the thing that I have done, you shall do. Now, this is not optional. This is not only for the elite. This is not only for those guys that are very religious. This is not only for the reverends, the doctors, and the bishops. This is for you, homeboy. This is for you, homegirl. It means mutual. It means everybody. Everybody has this power. This word reciprocal, again, dictionary.com, down the very bottom of the page. Old Latin word, 1500s. This word means returning the same way. Have you ever heard of the alternating current, the one they came up with electricity? It means pro forward and pro backwards. It means pro cuss, reciprocal. It means that which is reciprocal to another. It means returning the same way. That's what it means. Now, again, returning the same way. Please write that down. Returning the same way. Let me say that again. I don't know if you got it. Oh, I think somebody got it. It means returning the same. No difference. Returning the same way. It means returning the same way. Reciprocal. It means returning the same way. It means returning the same way. So, you send it out lazy. It means returning the same way. So, whatever. Now, I want you to think, okay, how do I want my life to be? That's what you do today, right now. Whatever you want in your life, remember, you send it out, it returns the same way. So, if I want my wife to be high energy, guess what I got to be? So if I want my wife to treat me with love and respect, guess what I want me to be? So I figured this out. I've been sitting my black ass around here 8 years waiting for my wife. I'm like, man, I want my wife to love me, you know, do this, that, and other. And I ain't doing none of this, you know, I'm watching TV, Captain Crunch. I want her to do everything. I'm blaming her for the problem. Problem ain't my wife, homie. Problem is me. You ain't doing nothing. Whatever you're getting in life, brother, is because that's what you're sending out. Okay, let's wrap this up. The last word. So we got reciprocal. So the first word, the foundation, this is God. God is equal to you. God is equivalent to you. God is reciprocal to you. And God is, again, the first word that we started off with, and this is the big one, at the very top of the funnel, write the word R-E-C-I-T. R-O-C-I-T. That means recipro, and then the word city. Ooh, blow some cookies now. So we got four words. We got at the very bottom, the foundation is equal. We got equivalent. We got reciprocal, and we got reciprocity. So this word reciprocity, it means state. This word reciprocity means mutual exchange. Please write that down, please. Now, remember, the first word, reciprocal, means mutual performance. Now, this word means mutual exchange. Woo-wee! Let's blow some cookies now. Now, mutual performance is how you perform. Now, mutual exchange, it means how you give. Exchange. Now, the word exchange means to give up. So, whatever I want my wife to give up, I need to give up. So, if I want my wife to give up the draws, I got to give up the draws. If I want you to give up the money, I got to give up the money. See, whatever I want, it is the method or the system by which a process of instant exchanging takes place. What does that mean? Now, the word X and the word change. Y'all ready for this? Father, touch the minds of your people. So the word X change. Look at the word X and then change. It is the act of reciprocal giving and receiving. Now, the word X, it means out. The word change means lender or barter. So it means exchange. So the word exchange means out bartering. So exchange means I'm going to barter. I'm going to give you something. You're going to give me back something. It is the act of reciprocal giving and receiving. So mutual exchange. So reciprocity is mutual exchange. Reciprocity is mutual performance. Reciprocity is bold, courageous, brave, stout-hearted attitude. Reciprocity is the equivalent or equal in value. Reciprocity means equal or identical privileges, identical rights, identical status, identical intensity. So reciprocity means you're equal, equivalent, you're reciprocal, and you are reciprocity means that you have a mutual exchange. So God is those four words. That is the science behind God. That is the esoteric, didactic explanation. When you say the word God, you should think for all of this, I've been talking for an hour and a half. That's what you should think. So now when you use the word God, you should use it with a little bit more understanding than an overstanding and understanding. Because now you understand the five elements. And I'm going to mention them once again as we close. So these four words are manifested. This is the power of Genesis 8:22. The earth exists in seed time and harvest. That's reciprocity. Cold and heat. That's reciprocity. Summer and winter. That's reciprocity. Day and night. That's reciprocity. They shall not cease. So reciprocity states that there is a way by which God operates. So God is a principles. God is a process. God is a procedure. God is just not an entity in the sky that you sit down and worship. God is a way of living. So how do you should you live? You should live your life with an attitude of mutual exchange. That's God. You should live your life with an attitude of mutual performance. I want to perform the same way I want other people to perform. So if I want somebody to cook for me, if I want somebody to wash my clothes, if I want somebody to make up my bed, vacuum my house, then I should wash their clothes and make up their bed, clean whatever I want done to me, I should do to somebody else. Mutual performance, mutual exchange. I just got to be bold. I got to be courageous. I got to be stout-hearted. I got to have the equal value. I got to see equal value. I got to have equal worth, equal force, equal significance. I got to be in an equal position. That means when I look at a man, I look at him in the eye. I don't look up to him and I don't look down to him. Sucker, I'm going to look you in the freaking eye. Eyeball to eyeball. Yeah, I may not be better than you, but I damn sure ain't no worse than you. You feel me? Yeah, I used to look up, oh man, I wish I was like this dude. No, hell no. Then day's over. Look a man in the eye, bruh. Look a man in the eye, sis. You are equal. You have the same, you got identical privileges. We all got identical privileges. White man, black man, blue man, all of the bullshitness, three-fourths of a man, that shitness got to go. You are equal in rights. You got equal privilege. You got equal status. So you better bring equal intensity. So when I talk to anybody, I'm bringing it, bruh. Talking with dunamis power. You won't see me looking down and looking around. I'm going to look you in the eyeball. And we're going to have a talk mano y mano. You feel me? Because that's the way I'm wired now. Because I understand who I am. Now, when I was a pole creator, I didn't know. So I didn't know no better. Hey, you couldn't do no better. But now that I know better, guess what? You got to do better. Galatians 6:7, again, you saw what you read. We talked about that. So again, in closing, number one, we harvest according to the kind of seed that we plant. Please remember that. You are going to reap what you sow. If you plant bad stuff, you're going to reap bad stuff. Proverbs 16:28, gossip is not good. It causes hard feelings, and it comes between good friends. In other words, if you plant gossip, if you talk about people behind their back, people are going to talk about you behind your back. So whatever kind of seed you plant, that's the kind of fruit going to grow. Remember, kind produces kind, number one. That's very important because people are running around and they're like, Doc, I don't know what happened, man. This stuff is manifesting in my life. Kind produces kind. But you understand, I'm a nice person. People always say that. I'm a nice person, but bad stuff is happening. Why do bad things happen to good people? Yeah, them suckers ain't good. Kind produces kind. Let that marinate. See, it's all about cause and effect, brother. See, every seed sown produces results. Every seed. So every thought that you think produces a seed, a tree. Matthew 7:16. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, nor can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Not possible. Kind produces kind. Remember that, brothers. Kind produces kind. Evil trees cannot produce good fruit, Matthew 7:16. And good trees cannot produce evil fruit. Not possible. Not possible. Not possible. Not possible. People tell me all day it's possible. It's not possible in my world. John 3:16. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the spirit is spirit. If you plant flesh, you reap flesh. But if you plant spirit, you reap spirit. Kind produces kind. Number two, we reap more than what we sow. We reap more than what we sow. So if I plant one watermelon seed, do I get one watermelon? If I plant one watermelon seed, how many watermelons do I get? Plethora. If I plant one, now y'all remember this, please. Oh, man. I think we got to do a part two, man. I was trying to rush through these five things, but, man, this is too deep. Man, if you plant, now just think about nature. Let me close with this. We'll finish it up tomorrow. I was trying to rush through it, but I don't want to do you guys a disservice. This is too deep. This is the spiritual part. This is the scriptural part of the show, and this is the most important part, so I can't rush through it. Let me just close with this. Me and my wife planted some watermelons in the backyard. It was crazy. That one watermelon seed produced a vine. That vine grew all over the backyard. There was watermelons everywhere. And inside of each watermelon, how many seeds was in there, brother? This is crazy. I could not believe it. One. With one watermelon seed. Now, think about an apple tree. Take one apple seed, put it in the ground. Over time, you get an entire apple tree. And if you wait long enough, over time, that apple tree produces how many apples? Year after year after year. And inside of each apple, how many seeds is in there? From one seed. So don't tell me you reap what you sow. No. When you sow one bad seed, you reap a bad life. You cannot afford the luxury of one negative thought. And how many negative thoughts do you have in a day? Oh, man, if it was not for the mercy and the grace of God that he, you know, steps in and transmutes some of that stuff, which we're going to break down tomorrow, none of us would probably be here. So tomorrow I wanted to go through the five elements, man, but we spent so much time breaking down the word reciprocity. So at least you understand that it's equal, it's equivalent, it's reciprocal, and it's reciprocity. So you understand the laws of mutual exchange, the law of mutual performance, the law of being valiant, being bold, the law of equal value and worth, and the law of equal privileges. Identical privileges. Again, you are joint heir. Joint heir means you got the same privileges as Yahushua. Same. Not more, not less, the exact same. So his privileges was pretty awesome. So the thing that he done, you shall do. So tomorrow we'll continue with the five elements of the law of reciprocity. You don't want to miss this show, man. It's going to be a cookie blower. Brothers and sisters, love you, appreciate you. God bless you. His name is your. And you know what? I got a new intro song and a new exit song. So y'all check it out. See, tell me what you think about the exit song. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. His son. Now this is the son. Song was written by my son. So you guys check out this exit song. Tell me what
now
you think.
We've been having traumatic nights always. I want to get away from it a lot. I tried to get away from it, but you can't. That's what they taught me. The streets didn't teach me that thug life can never die. The world taught me that. I thought I could retire and move on. When I moved on to the so-called real world, the civilized world, these motherfuckers is worse than the niggas in the streets.
This is just the basic, I feed it with attitude. Welcome to the matrix, the option is red or blue. I've been trying to make it to change up my latitude. But I don't think it matters, cause takers is trying to kill us. They play us like a game while they sit on top of they pillars. I chose to make a change cause I'm nothing but a gorilla. Bitch, I'm going realer than any rapper you feel her. Cause I'm 100 proof and I'm soaking all in your liver. If you sippin' Jola, you feel the truth bubble quicker. Can't keep a 9-to-5 cause my mind is all in the sky. Ain't talking, getting high, I'm just praying please to my God. Cause governments just keep us in corners until we die. Secret people keeping their secrets and telling lies. Illusions feel so potent, I see right through when I'm smoking. My brother's in the prison while mama's raising the children. They ain't got no future, they growing up just to kill them. I'm talking about the system, it's twisted with plenty victims. Your innocence is guilty, so I'm rapping with a message. But you don't get the profit, cause you probably chasing profit. Revenue and that shit don't ever work for Broderick. I'm just trying. to put the dot in. He sent me here to tell you that we got to put the dot in. Got it, got it. Don't let this world guide you. He sent me here to tell you that we got to put the dot in. Got it, got it. We got to put the dot in. He sent me here to tell you that we got to put the dot in. Got it, got it. Don't let this world guide you. He sent me here to tell you that we got to put the dot in.
I hope that I'm not coming off too radical. Cause when I go in for the Father, I'm the antidote. All I do is hold it down for the Santa tone. Cause I was born like 15 miles right from the Alamo. If I didn't have the truth, then I'd be at a hoe. Man, I love it when Kiana tell me that it goes. This for Mia, cause I need to bring the Fede home. Man, I swear that I was born to this piano tone. Guess I was made for this, so I'm gonna let this planet know. Man, I swear that this the realest that I ever wrote. Until I'm selling at the venue.
This be Jehovah, baby.
I would stop, but then he told me to continue.
I'm with Jehovah,
I'm thanking God for every day that he gives me to be a man and putting me in positions to execute all his plans. I'm independent and giving it everything that I have. With G-O-D in the math, you better sit down and add.
Got in, got in. We got to put the dot in. He